This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Well, not much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. I'm good. A little sleepy, but I'm waking up.
I am, too. I woke up early for some reason. Then couldn't go back to sleep. Now I'm in trouble. I'm going to take a nap. I had to go in early because it's Saturday and like that crowd at that marina.
Oh yeah, that's right. It is Saturday. Yeah, you got a lot of crowd to fight.
Yes, I do. Is it foggy there this morning?
We got a little patchy ground fog. You know, I hit quite a bit in low lying areas coming in, but. That's the way it's been the last couple of mornings, you know, with the humidity's back. It's warm at night now, and, hey, summer's back.
Yep. It definitely is. It ain't much inside, is it?
Man, I'm not seeing anything in positive towards hunting season. I mean, looks like it's going to be a hot deer and duck opener.
Kids ought to be in the woods this morning. I know my grandkids.
Yep. It, you know, our youth season started yesterday morning.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. They've done that.
Well, veterans,
you know,
too.
They don't give them, really. I didn't know that.
Yeah, veterans, too.
Well, my brother's going to be upset about not knowing that.
Let's see. I'll look it back up while you're talking. I'll reassure myself.
Well, what's aggravating? You know, they don't send the outdoor annual out anymore. You got to go online. But, you know, now I don't agree with that because the older generation, a lot of people, they don't fold with computers.
No. I want the book in my hand. I mean, we've had it our whole career in our lifetime. And
well, the whole deal of it is, too, a lot of you get in a river bottom down there, you might have service, you might not. So
true.
You know, how you going to prove each other wrong or right?
Right.
Just too much gets done and we're left in the dark about it. No, I'm just in the groove catching trout. I know boys pull a redfish the last few days. They struggled. Ripped by lake called me last night. Yeah. So they find a few that can't get them deep, but they're just not watered up like they ought to be this time of year. And I told him, I said, I mean, they're probably in that river. Because I caught 2 day pool yesterday in trout fishing. And I caught 45 inches. And they're no fun in the current.
I wonder why I said veterans, too. I brought up their page and I'm not seeing it. I thought I could have swore they had a special season too.
Just a little bit of everywhere. where the biggest problem we run into that 4 years ago is that sand trout, as you go, my God, they were thick. And I'm talking about good ones.
See, that's a problem we have. We don't have those good ones over here anymore like we used to. Y'all's white trout populations, you know, it's held in there.
It's great. I mean, I've got on a 300 yard stretch that you could not throw in either direction and not catch one. All sitting in about 12 foot of water.
Goodness.
No. And the guys I had wasn't. Well, I'll be honest with you, when I picked them up at the marina, I got on the boat and said, yeah, we're not even novice. We're not fishermen. We're here on somebody's else time just to have fun. He said, but we're teachable. I said, well, look. One of them said, well, I did fish with my grandpa with a cork and a worm catching brim. I said, well, unfortunately, we're not going to be fishing that way. And it took him a while to catch up. But he kind of got funny because I sat there watching Larry. You know, because when he started off, I told him, look, we're going to let it get all the way to the bottom. And they just hopped it back to the boat. Well, they were so thick, you weren't getting to the bottom. They could not feel that bite, you know. And then they reel one in and he'd have it down his throat. So, but we finally got figured out, had a lot of fun with it. Biggest complaint down here is, you know, we can't keep the two of them over 20. So, I seen one of them young guys, he probably had 30 of them laid on the table. Over 20.
When you're only supposed to have two per person?
Yeah. There's a lot of them out here that don't care.
Because, kind of brave, huh?
Yeah. What they don't realize is when they do catch you with it, they're going to take your customer fish away from them. And you don't get a real good review of that.
Yeah, nice little ticket.
You know, I understand it. If you want to hide them, or, you know, I wouldn't just blatantly put them out there on the cleaning dock. You know? People taking pictures of them and stuff. I mean, wildlife fisheries, they got guys sitting on that computer all day long just looking at social media.
Yeah, there's been a few busted over here over the years from displaying bull reds, a tailgate full of them with just two guys in the picture, and they get investigated real quick.
Yep. For sure. But, no, I mean, the river is just absolutely... I say it every year, I guess, but I think it's the prettiest I've ever seen. You can see a fish down there 7-8 foot now. Was yesterday or the day before, I started on a stretch that had some special trout on it. And the day before, but not yesterday. That's the thing, these fish are moving. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about don't even go back to where you was yesterday to go 9 times out of 10 and fish don't move them. Especially the redfish. I mean, it's just I have not seen 11 redfish on the dock in the last 2 days. Handful. But they're just scattered. I mean,
somehow they just scatter out. They disappear. And then the next time you turn around, they can't get them, beat them off of you.
Yeah.
Charlie just told me the same thing, you know.
Until they pull back outside here, the fish are probably all the way up to Baton Rouge. Now, I did hear they was catching them real good up around toward Coke Tree and the feet and all up there, but, I mean, that's too far.
Right. Yeah, that's a long ways for you to go. And I was wrong about the deer hunting deal. The veterans and active duty military, it's for waterfowl season.
Okay.
Like, you know, when the youth weekends, they're in it also. Right. In the north zone and the south zone. So I was halfway right. I knew I'd seen that somewhere.
I hadn't even looked.
They ought to do it for deer season, too, for our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our active duty. Hey, let them.
They earned it. When's the North Zone? When's the North Zone ducks open?
November 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, we have opened the weekend of deer season.
No, that's youth. Wow. That's youth only. That's youth only. I'm sorry, the South Zone. You know, regular season, South Zone opens the same weekend as deer season. But the North Zone will actually be November 9th through December 1st. You know, and then we'll have that split, and then the North Zone comes back first, and then the South Zone a week later.
Right. Ain't nothing to worry about the North Zone. I don't know if anybody's got any ducks.
No,
we're on that river bottom, that's for sure.
Any duck hunting I do is usually in the South Zone anyway.
Right.
Well, it'd be nice for the duck hunters to have a little bit of cool weather, and the deer hunters. Yeah. They're the ones stuck in a big old box blind. It's nice and warm.
Yeah. Well, they still
live.
We need a little bit of rain. Yeah. It is dry, Mr.
Yes, it is. Powder dry.
Yeah.
I know that weekend I shot that big deer with Crocker at his place. It was, it was record hot temperatures. That deer I was hunting, just I couldn't find him till the last hunt, the next morning. I stayed over one extra morning. He walked out.
I know there's pretty good rut going on. It was.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't hard like it. You thought it would, but and they probably done it on that full moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably backed off a little bit, but we're real short on those and river bottom.
That's what you were telling me. You think it's from all that flooding?
Yeah. I think so, man. And you know the ponds got wiped out. I've seen one picture of one doe go yard during.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, you know,
a lot of those yearlings are bucks.
Yep. And you know, I know it's a time that youth weekend's all about them kids having fun, but
right,
you gotta look at your herd too. I mean, we don't need many does killed.
No.
But
sounds like it. Y'all better hang on to it. Boy, you have some good fighting going on this year with few does. Boy, those bucks are going to be, they're going to be competing.
Well,
get a hot doe, and there may be three or four bucks trying to breed her.
You know, that's right. And that's what we was talking about. You know, them bucks must have really pulled out, went to some high ground, because, you know, they would have stressed if they had to stay in that water. But the horns we've got this year is... best set of horns I've seen out there in a long time, and I'm talking some heavy stuff.
Well, I'm hearing that from a lot of guys. You know, they had the rain at the right times, and horn production is really good. So they
Rusty's got him. He's got 12 points, Madisonville. That is really nice. He's probably he's gonna be in 150, pushing 160. He's good.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a nice one.
I'm sick of all this 170 and all that stuff, but, you know, because it's all farm-raised deer. I mean,
They've
been showing some stuff on social media. Some bucks fighting already, and, you know, it's all them deer that's in them pens. I mean, you can tell it.
Yeah. Whole different deal.
Oh, definitely.
You know what blow your mind, all the years I've hunted South Texas, I mean, it's just one high-fence ranch on top of the other. Every road you drive down.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I never thought I'd ever see that.
Yeah, but you're talking 5, 10, 15, 20,000 acres under fence.
Mm-hmm. Giant ranches high-fence.
Yeah. That's a different story when you fence at 300 acres.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, well.
each their own.
Yeah.
Some people like Judge Gaptop, I don't.
You just don't like fooling with them. And I don't either.
Yeah.
No more slam, man. I hate slam. And they got it.
As well as bad.
That ain't slam. That's snot. It's nasty.
Yeah. We caught a couple. One of the white trout was the other morning.
Jerry, get him one.
Jerry, I had the dates mixed up on Jerry. My apology.
Oh, you didn't have him? Okay. Sorry, Jerry. Yeah. We've been talking about you. We didn't mean to.
Yeah. He'd be in next week for Friday, Saturday.
I got you.
Yeah, a dude here. Don't turn. Okay. I'll pull on the side of
it. All right. Well, I'll let you get to it. It sounds like you're getting close to the ramp. Somebody wants to call you about coming over, Mike. Give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Unconfessed.
All right, my friend. Mike, have a good weekend. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Later.
Later. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And you can bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other special events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town, check in with our comical friend and salty language guy, Captain James Plog. What's up, James?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, Larry posting that up on there. warning, there's a little salty language during the filming of these videos.
I can't wait to edit all that. Hey, I'm just talking to Larry.
No, that's what it's all about. It's, hey, the excitement, everybody's hooked up, boat up, fish jumping out of the water. Hey, it's on.
Well, you know, I ain't really no Facebook, dude. I'll share some stuff that I think's interesting, but.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I told Larry.
You're not a dock shotter.
Well, at the end of the season, I told Larry, I said, hey, man, you want to turn it loose? Because we have all this stuff. I mean, he got lots of days of video, man. Hey, we got a bunch of video of that gas gauge going down and nothing else. But
boy, I bet you. I remember how lean it was at the beginning when y'all started chasing them. Y'all chase them all day and burn gallons of gas and never jump one. You know, that's it. That's a game.
But it was the same deal. I was running away from the report, so, Mickey, that's why I didn't do very good. I mean, I went the opposite way. And
well, you're doing your own thing. I mean, I make that mistake trout fishing all the time.
Well, I do too. But I didn't go. Man, for some reason, I mean, starting Monday, I just looked at it. And actually, Wayne booked y'all a day or two, but I go till... Well, I go to Christmas Eve. I think my last day, December 23rd. So, but yesterday, I never had nobody call for it, and I didn't call nobody. And I went and played golf. And Larry texted me, said, "Be glad you ain't fishing." I said, "Why?" He said, "There's like 9 million boats." I said, "Oh, that's good."
Really?
Yeah. There's all kind of, there's a tourney. There's a tourney this week, today.
Oh, I think West End has a tournament this weekend.
They do. They come out of woodwork, and I'm like, man. But, now, Mickey, our fish is, you know, I was thinking about, the fish is good. It's harder right now. I mean, I had Christian and Nation, them boys, he's the junior pastor at River Praise Church in Tomball, and they fish with me. Two brothers, they have their little bait. They make a little bait called a slim groovy, a little soft plastic. They started making it.
Right.
And they were fishing with me the first day I ever used one. They said, "Can we use our bait?" I said, "I don't care what you do, dude.
It's your trip. Throw what you want, except, hop-o-matics."
And we were absolutely stroking them that day. That's when we had them fish pinned up over there this spring.
Right.
And I'm thinking, man, it ain't gonna matter what you throw right now, but send it, man. And they caught a bunch of fish on their bait. So anyway, they fished with me Friday. And, man, we got out and we get out in the dark. I mean, it's like dark. And it's just nothing, dude. Like, man, there's no ripples. There's no nothing. It's dead slick. It's dark. Uh-oh. Mosquitoes are biting. And I'm like, man, this ain't good. And right when we start breaking day, you know, see a few swirls, and then everything just came to life. I'm like,
how many times have you seen that? We've done that a million times. Get out in the dark, call them the day before. Well, we're gonna slam them. We're gonna get our limit and get out of here before anybody gets out here. And not till sunrise, you ain't. As soon as that sun comes up, it comes to life.
Hey, the sun started coming up, and not the sun, it just getting light. Now everything raises up. And we're throwing, I mean, I know what I'm fishing in because I've been fishing there. And anyway, make a long story short, we caught a lot of little ones, a bunch of bites on top waters. And the good fish were still there. Nothing wanted to bite. I think we caught 11. Caught 11 in there. And it faded a lot earlier. It faded by about 9. It was like 9.
Right.
The last thing we did was get about 6 or 7 bites on top waters, and I think Nation caught one about 21 inches, and then that was – and they like to – I take them and show them places they don't fish. They fish a lot. And I said, here, I'll take y'all look at some stuff. Anyway, long story short, everywhere we stop, when I say we, I don't think I caught a fish after 9 o'clock, but them boys are studs, man. They catch them. And everywhere we went, we catch 2 or 3 nice trout. You know, 18, 19, 20 inch fish. And we move over here. I only went to one place, and I didn't like it anyway when I got there. I said, look, this is the place I fish in the winter. It's mud and shale. The water's like 9 million degrees. I don't think we're going to catch anything. Well, we didn't. We caught a pencil and a gaff out of it. I said, man, we got to get out of here. There's nothing right here right now. I said, you know, I'm trying to fish a big flat, and there's nothing biting anyway. You know, you got to go fish some small areas. I said, let's go do something. And the tide had dumped out where I could go do something, and we started hitting these little places, and that's where we caught them old big flounders at.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about how big was that one flounder, that guy? I saw that picture of it.
He was 4 1/4.
Yeah, that's
Nation. Yeah, that's a real one right there. And then
yeah, and that was a guy Christian with a beard.
Yeah, and then Christian caught one about 17. Anyway, we rolled through there, and I don't catch nothing. I caught a drum, and I kept it too. I kept some fish for a little lady I got to see tomorrow. I told Christian them, said, give me like 3 or 4 trout. And they kept me a flounder, and I caught this drum, a little puppy drum, about 18 inches. He was good. But anyway, they rolled through there, and they caught 5 trout. You know, it was like that everywhere. It's dead. There's nothing biting. But all the spots, and there's spots. There's no slicks. There's no nothing. You see some old mullet. But every spot's got fish. And just what you said, it ain't cold, man. These fish ain't schooled up. They're scattered everywhere.
No, you're right.
But you got to work at it, though. I mean, you know, we fished till 3 o'clock. And I think only one day, maybe Wednesday, and still we could have caught the old 10 fish limit then, too, if we'd stayed. But we quit at 11 o'clock. And that's how I gauge it, you know. Could you have caught your 10 if we back when it was 10? I just play the game. And we could have every day that I fished since Sunday, except maybe Wednesday. I think we caught 21 trout, a drum, and 2 flounders. I had a bunch of flounder bites. I couldn't catch none, dude. After about 9 o'clock, I didn't catch nothing. But I didn't need to. Them boys, they're finally at 3 o'clock, you know, and they saved their money to go with me, and I ain't going in. I took, showed them some stuff and did everything I could. And I mean, it is 3 o'clock. I said, hey, man, y'all can get in or you cannot get in, but this boat's going home. I got to go.
I'm with you. I'm with you all the way, man.
But see, the tide, I don't know what happened yesterday. That tide was really high yesterday morning.
It was. It's high this morning, too.
Not as high. No, it's down at my house. It's down about 8.
Well, it's already dropped some
inches
down there. It's still high up here where I'm at. It was pretty bulled up. From what I could see in the dark coming in this morning.
Right, yes, I'm looking
at that was two hours ago. It's probably dropped now.
Yeah, like that's just a minute ago. He went to work at like 1:30, man. Like 4 hours ago.
werewolf mode, baby.
I'm telling you, buddy. But we got to get some water temperature drop. I mean, you can still catch them. It's just not easy. It'll get easy when it gets cold. It just ain't easy right now.
If that'll happen. I talked to Firemood yesterday. I called him just to see what was up. I hadn't talked to him in a while, and their phones are working again down there, so I'm going to try and work him in this weekend and get a South Texas report. They were having a good time.
What went bad on them?
Drinking beer and shooting doves.
What happened to their phones?
Well, it's just there's a cell issues down there. You know, I've seen it so many times over the years, and they'll go a month without cell service where they can't get a signal, you know, around the house. They have to drive down the highways and find a spot and pull over and talk, you know, talk to customers. He said they're wide open, so. Maybe I can get a hold of them this weekend. We'll talk a little South Texas, see what's going on down there.
Yeah, it's Blaine's time right now, man. Hey, I'll tell you, there's some places I fish up and down a beach, and offshore, you don't get nothing. And I don't like that. I'm telling you, I'm going to put me an Elon on top of that boat next year.
Go satellite. You'll always get a phone signal.
I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody some point in time, I promise you. Because just like out there by your house, the biggest industrial place on the planet, and we get close to your house out there by Steelville, and you go dead in the trees, can't talk.
You don't anymore. Well, if you got Verizon, you won't, because we have 2 Verizon towers. We got one down by the little store that my stepmom used to own, and then one down by the community building, and then one up by I-10, but it's Verizon. And that's what I got to have to operate out there.
Yeah, no kidding. That was bad.
I mean, AT&T and T-Mobile, you're done. You come to my house with those. I can put
the reason I got AT&T, the reason I got AT&T years ago, a lot of places we were fishing in the Gulf, you couldn't talk with Verizon. It wouldn't work.
Right.
But it will work with AT&T because I was always had Verizon. So anyway, we got all.
You know, years ago when I was traveling all over fishing tournaments, T-Mobile was the best for all the places I was going. I had to switch to that. So I could talk in the Marsh and Louisiana and Florida and, I mean, everywhere. I mean, it worked great, but it didn't work at my house. But I had a hard line then, too, you know, that I used a lot.
Right. 383-2032. I can't remember the number.
That's it. 2032.
Don't call it now.
No, that's been disconnected a long time.
Hell, I don't answer any of them anyway.
No, you don't. I was fixing to bring that up. What Daryl Skillern used to say, he said, I can get a hold of George Bush sooner than I can get a hold of James.
Well, I tell people, because I never know this phone. I mean, I know I got to talk to you in the morning, so I kind of know where my phone's at. Half the time, I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I mean, you know. But and Wayne texts me.
Right.
And then some new guy texts me. He says, man, hey, I like the way we're experienced fishermen and we want to fish a bunch. I said, man, I better text this guy back. This is my guy right
Come
here.
Come on with it. Book him, Dano. So, that's a good sign when they say, hey, I'm ready to fish. I'm good. I know what I'm doing, and I want to book a bunch. You better call that one back.
Yeah, that's your guys, man.
Get on,
hey, that's like Larry Higgins that ended up being one of my very best friends, very best customers, and you know the man that owns Angry You and Kelly Wiggler. So he tried to go tarpon fishing with me, and we got the COVID. Everybody had COVID.
Right, I remember all that mess.
Yeah, I said, hey, dude, I'm done. We ain't going nowhere. But anyway, so I'm coming in 3 years ago, and I had Brian Kiefer. He's supposed to fish 2 days. And I heard the phone call about noon, his wife. Well, you know, I just looked at him and said, probably not going tomorrow, are you? Well, I said, that's a no. You booked 2 days, now you ain't going. I said, okay, that's fine. So I'm coming into Jetties, and Larry texts me. And I said, man, this name sounds me. I think this guy tried to go with me not too long ago, you know, a couple of years ago or whatever. He said, man, I'd like to go tarpon. That's, man, I don't know this guy. So I text him back. I come around the side Jetty. I said, yeah, you can go tomorrow. Can you go tomorrow? And boy, right off the bat, oh, yeah. I said, uh-oh, this is scary. This ain't going to work. The next thing I text him, I said, can you cast? That's the next thing I sent him. And he texts me right back. He said, you mean like a Tranks 500? I said, this is my guy right here. I said,
there you
I'll
go.
See you morning. I was still testing. If he'd have told me, well.
Larry, I think over time he booked 3 or 4 different trips with me back in that time frame you're talking about, and we never got to go because of the weather. Every time, I mean, bad weather got us.
Oh, man, it happens.
But it happens. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, man.
Hang on a second.
All right, buddy. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Ally deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, well, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. And remember, the first 3 letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224. Or you can go to sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we are back.
You know, but that, you know, that's what Christian and I was saying. You just did an Angry You commercial. That's what Christian and I were talking about. I mean, even if you watch Angry You and you're sick of listening to me and sick of listening to whoever's on there, the discount program is is really, really good, man, if you're fishing to spend some money.
Yeah, that save you. I mean, fishermen spend money, and why not save money?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, even if you're tired of listening to our bad BS, you still save some money.
salty language.
Hey, I man, like I think about, you know, you can just tell when it started Sunday. I mean, we were catching nice fish Sunday, but, you know, let's just say a fair amount of 3 to 4.5 pound trout. We didn't catch no fives, I told you, but we was pushing it. I mean, good fish. And every day that water temperature will warm up,
fish got smaller.
And I was telling Christian, I said, they don't leave. They ain't going nowhere. They just either feed at night or too many pencils start biting and you can't, you know, they don't feed.
Exactly.
It just, well, and you can look at
what
water,
we've seen even back when Trinity Bay was, you know, the heyday stuff. Them warming trends every day working those birds, you know, you'd get a good cold front in, water temperature drop, you'd work birds, and it was all solids. And then as it warmed up and progressed, fish got smaller every day.
It would get worse, and I don't know why.
All that nasty just sand trout stuff mixed in with them. And,
dude, the gaffies are still here. We got that flat got out home, that mud and shell. We got no gaff out. But you can look at the water. I can look at it like, man, this ain't where you need to be. Water's like 78 degrees. I said, this is terrible. This ain't no good. But you get out anyway, because just in case, somebody's going to tell you, oh, we crushed them there, which they're probably lying. But, you know, I went back to the sand, Mickey, to the hard sand.
Right.
And structure. Yeah, everything we're fishing, little structure spots, a little bit of shell or some kind of man-made, some kind of stuff. You know, that's what we're kind of keying on right now.
Well, if you're looking for man-made structure in Galveston Bay, hey, we're your place to fish. Boy,
hey, if you like rocks and you like crack holes, barges, this is your spot, dude. Who ever thought, what do people think? Why do they think that's good? A rock somewhere, it's going to be good.
Yep.
That's so nasty.
Creating habitat for further fishery management.
I think it's stupid, dude. I mean, you ain't creating.
They want to create habitat, get about $1 billion out of your butt pocket, and start planting oyster beds all over this place, rebuilding our oyster industry.
Yeah,
then you 100%. Got something. Then you got something.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, remember, you know, Galveston Bay Foundation was real big back in the day on planting grass, you know, seagrasses and stuff. And I ain't so sure, Mickey, that all that rock stuff, I watched this. They put all them rocks. Let's just go back to East Bay. They rocked the whole refuse, the whole thing with rocks.
I know. A listener sent me photos of all that because I hadn't been back there. There's been no need for me to go over there. You know,
you still don't need to go. Let me save you some memory.
Well, I know. That's why I hadn't been over there in a long time and never noticed it. But he sent me photos of it, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Oh, Mickey, it's crazy, dude. You would load your boat, put it back on the trailer, and never go back again. But they did a little bit of that. I guess maybe like a field test some years ago.
Right.
Well, on a high tide, those rocks are all gone. They're all underwater. So first thing is you're going to walk into them and trip and fall over. Second thing is you pull up there in your boat, you're going to knock your skeg off. So that tells me that, okay, you put these rocks in here a long time ago. Well, you ain't done anything. All they did was sink into the mud, and there's the grass. So it didn't do nothing. So I guess their idea now is just make them taller, you know, instead of being right even.
Well, I guess they're protecting the wave action that's pushing against the Spartina grass or Spartina, however you want to pronounce it.
That's what they're doing, Mickey. But
along the shorelines that they've spent countless hours planning to stop erosion. Well, it hadn't worked, so now they got to use rocks.
Yeah, well, the first rocks they put in field tested didn't work because they sunk, and now the water is still going in there.
Well, we've created so much silt in our system that everything's going to sink. I mean, when you throw a crab trap out one day and you go back to pick it up the next and barely lift it up in the boat because it's so full of mud, I mean, that ought to tell you all you need to know.
Well, you told me that the day, and I thought about that, but that's like, you know, you think the water's clear, and you cut your trolling motor on, you're chasing some fish or doing whatever you're doing, and you look back in there and you're cutting you a dust trail with your trolling motor.
Well, yeah, the bottom water column is nothing but silt. Yeah. Fish don't like that.
But you can't beat that, man. You just said it a minute ago. You know, I don't know how big the Port of Houston is now, but it's ranked up there. Let's say 2 or 3 or 4 somewhere.
It's major.
You can't do it. And that's why I was showing somebody in East Bay. I said, watch that barge right there. And they saw all them waves, and it pushes against the shore. I said, that's 24/7, 365. You want to know why all the shorelines are eroded around here? Well, now you got that. Now look over at this ship channel. Watch your ship come by here. Watch these 3-foot waves roll in here. Man, that's from the ship channel. I said, yeah, dude, it's from the ship channel.
Yeah.
That's 24/7.
People have no idea how far those waves carry.
Hey, how about when they roll up back there by the spillway between Reds and the spillway?
Yeah, I mean,
the ship channel.
Did you ever think you'd be waiting the back of Trinity Bay and have ship wakes rolling there? Sure, we fought it at Dow's for years waiting, you know, Houston Point. But
not right there.
Not up in the pocket.
Hey, I was sitting there by Reds, you know, back when we had some fish over there. This was some years back. Man, what is, and it was kind of calm. I said, man, what is that? It was a boat wave. I mean, a ship wave, and it's breaking.
Yeah.
It's breaking when it hits that sandbar. I said, my gosh, that's ship channel stuff, man. It's crazy.
It's amazing what it's become. But that's wait till they get that ship channel dug between 5 Mile and Cedar Bayou, the mouth of that. You know,
I think I'm gonna bail, dude. I'm gonna try to apply for a job. This guy selling these rocks. Larry knows the guy. I'm gonna get in a rock selling business.
Get in a rock business.
I'm telling you, dude, it's the business to have. Hey, you got a problem? Buy you some rocks. That'll fix everything.
You wouldn't believe how big that island's getting out in front of my house out there in the middle of the bay.
They rocked it yet?
No, they hadn't rocked it yet.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like when Hurricane Beryl came, that island, it shrunk in size because of the war, you know, the high tides and the huge waves. And I think I had John and them one day. We were going to run down a channel and go fish down there where I knew I could catch some fish. We started out up here, and so I said, let's pull in here and check this out, see what's going on around this island right now. I just wanted to idle around and look at it. I was so far out from it, and I was like in 2 feet of water. It had pushed
really?
That spoil. That, and all that water out there in the middle of the bay, that's 9 to 11 feet.
Exactly.
And I'm in the middle of nowhere, not even close to that island. I'm already up in 2 feet of water.
Yes, it blew it apart. Man, when they first built it, when I called you that day, we stopped right there on that finger. I said, man, hey, they're pumping dredge on the other end of it. I said, man, this could be terrible. But look at all them finger mullet. It was little glass minnows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I just need something to do. We've caught like two. I've been all the way from my house all the way to back into Trinity Bay.
Yeah, you got on that finger on the west end of it.
Oh, dude.
Hey.
He says, man, I got a trout. I said, yeah, you do. That's a good one, too. And I just put the anchor out. I said, look at this. I said, throw it that stick right there, that cane pole where the glass minnows are. And, buddy, we went to wearing them out. I said, I ain't believing this, man. I ain't believing this. That was pretty good there for a while.
Yeah. I got a neighbor out there, old Bruce. He's a drone man. He's got him a big-time drone set up with camera and all that. And he sends me videos all the time showing the growth of that island. He'll send his drone out there and video all of it and then bring it back in.
That's pretty cool. I use we loosely. I don't do anything but drive the boat. But Larry and Jimmy, and they got all the drones and stuff. So he's shooting a drone deal one day. I said, man, this is cheesy. I don't like this. He said, just don't look at it. Don't even think about it. Well, I'm running like 30 knots, and the drone's like over our head. So that's kind of cool. So we're coming back. Hard the causeway, and all of a sudden drone stops. I keep going. Say, hey, turn around. So we didn't turn around. What happened? Drone stop, huh? Well, it just cuts off. It's still in the air. It just stopped. I mean, I done run like a mile from it. So we got to go back and get underneath the drone. And they fly down there. It hits Larry in the hand, cuts his old ankle. Well, unbeknownst to us, we're coming to my house, coming toward the causeway, and that drone thing hit the radius on the airport at
that's right. That's right.
And, dude, it stopped it in its tracks.
How about that?
We're not happy. Yeah, I told Larry, I said, and I don't know nothing about a drone. And right. They're flying it down there. And I said, man, Larry, looks like that cut your fingers off. Oh, no, you do it like this. He grabbed that thing and cut the top of his knuckle off. Said, yep, that's kind of what I thought it was going to do.
Oh, man. All right, James, I got to roll.
All right, buddy.
Hey, if somebody wants to call you about doing it up, give them a number, man.
Nah, buddy, 409-771-7306. Always fun talking to you, buddy.
Go wade you some dredge silt. You'll get them, man. They're stacked
rocks,
up in it.
Maybe
get on them rocks, brother. All right.
All right, dude.
Later. All right, let's jump the bridge from Tiki Island and head over to the mainland of the island. And let's check in with Sharky Marquez this morning. Hey, Sharky, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man.
What you got going on this morning, brother?
I'm just having fun. What are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm fixing to be having fun. Just getting up to start the day, my man. I got my brother from the Navy. He's getting married today, so we've been prepping up our place over at Bayside and getting everything ready to rock and roll and doing the rehearsal and all that fun stuff yesterday. And man, the guys have been crushing it. They went out yesterday. Water was just as beautiful and pretty as can be. Shane caught a tarpon yesterday.
I saw that. Cool. Sugar Shane caught another tarpon.
Yeah, man. He's on it. And, shoot, I saw pompano on our fillet table, slot reds, pup drum. Just a little bit of everything. Yesterday, big redfish, slot redfish, sheep's head. Saw some sheep's head yesterday. So, man, the guys smacked it. Old Cajun Chris and Sugar Shane went out yesterday and did really well. So,
well, cool.
Yeah. We were prepping the place yesterday, and I was jealous. I wasn't out there on the water with them, but man, they made up for me not being out there and smacked them good. Smacked them real good. But looks good, man. I've been looking ahead. I got the bug to get back way out offshore, man, and I've been looking ahead. It looks like it's, as far as offshore, it's going to be pretty windy these next couple of days going into to next week. 5 to 7 foot seas, 5 to 6 foot
man.
Seas.
Where's that coming from?
Man, I don't know. It's I think today's 2 footers at 6 seconds. Looks pretty solid today, and then starting on pretty much
Monday.
Yeah,
it's nice this morning.
Yeah. By Wednesday, you know, 5 to 6 foot seas, occasional 8 foot sea. Yeah, I probably won't be going offshore next week.
Man.
Probably won't be going offshore next week.
I'm looking at a 10-day forecast right now, and it's just, for whatever reason, starting Monday, southeast 25, you know, across the board till late in the week next week, and it lays down a little, but the temperatures stay up, you know, so no front in sight. Got a little chance of rain later into the week next week, but it's a slight chance. I think Halloween Day, 40% is the biggest rain forecast I see. But, man.
Yeah, it's going to be kicking. It's going to be kicking these next couple of days, man. Yeah, you're right. Starting Monday, it tapers off a little bit on Thursday, and then right back to it by Friday. With some heavier stuff, but I don't know. We'll fish around it, man. I don't see anything, you know, super detrimental as far as fishing. You know, we'll get our inshore in, but getting back offshore, man, it might be a little while.
Sure.
It might be a little while. So anyway, other than that, brother, we've just been getting it done, man.
Yeah, I saw Naylor threw up a picture of him and his wife, I don't know, yesterday or day before or something, of the Gulf. It was all flat and beautiful at sunrise, and And I think she labeled it, this is what it's all about or something. I don't know. But
yeah.
Like a good day to go.
They post anything that they caught?
No, just that sunrise picture. That's usually not good when that's the only picture you see is the sunrise and sunset with no fish pictures.
I'm looking now. I see they got their they got some AJs. They got some.
Oh, pavilions. Did they? I never did see it, but
yeah, I didn't either. I did see that. I saw that photo in the morning, though. You know, and I was wondering how they did, but
yeah.
Oh, that looks good, man. They caught some fish out there. It's pretty rare that they're not bringing back fish, I'll tell you.
Naylor. That's why I called him Naylum. We're nicknamed that. Let's go nail him.
I love it, man. Every time I see him, I say, what's up, Naylum? He's such a good guy, man. God.
Yeah, we got a lot of good people we're associated with.
Man, that's it, man. It's just you surround yourself with guys like that. Shoot, there ain't much that could bring you down, man.
It's all downhill from there.
Oh goodness. Well, today
I guess with the Navy wedding going on over there today, there'd be some good anchor clanking going on around your site. So yeah. That's good.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be
anchors
fun.
Away.
He was getting ready last night, putting all his medals on his dress whites, and it's gonna be a good time, man. We're excited for him, and
he'll look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he will, man. Yeah, he will.
All right, Sharky. Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend. Enjoy your brother's wedding and all that. We'll have a good time. Give them some info.
Thanks,
somebody
brother.
Wants to come down and book you folks.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And, man, just love to have you guys, man. Check us out, Bayside Event Center. You want to get married, come in for a bachelor party, or bridal shower, whatever. You name it, man. We can make it happen over there.
Come bring the house down, baby.
Bring it on down, baby.
All right. Sharky, have a good weekend.
Have a blessed weekend, man. And, man, everybody be safe out on that water.
Will do. See you, man.
All right.
Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.